Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Combined Science Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most exam-focused topics in biology, infection and response. This is topic 1.3 in your WJHE specification, and it's absolutely crucial because it appears in both foundation and higher tier papers. Today, we're going to explore how your body fights off disease, how vaccines work, and why antibiotics can't cure everything. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand exactly what examiners are looking for and how to pick up those vital marks. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's dive into the fascinating world of your immune system. Let's start with the two types of white blood cells you absolutely must know: phagocytes and lymphocytes. These are not interchangeable terms, and examiners will penalize you if you just write white blood cells when they ask for specifics. Phagocytes are your body's first responders. Think of them as the cleanup crew. When a pathogen like a bacterium enters your body, phagocytes detect it, move towards it, and then engulf it using finger-like projections called pseudopodia. Once the pathogen is trapped inside a vesicle called a phagosome, lysosomes fuse with it and release digestive enzymes that break down the pathogen into harmless fragments. This whole process is called phagocytosis. In a one-mark question, you'd write, "Phagocytes engulf and digest pathogens using enzymes." That's the key phrase that earns the mark. Now, lymphocytes work completely differently. They produce antibodies, which are Y-shaped proteins. Here's the crucial bit that candidates often get wrong. Antibodies do not kill pathogens directly. Instead, they bind to antigens on the pathogen's surface. Antigens are like identification tags, and each pathogen has unique antigens. The antibody's binding site is complementary to the antigen, like a lock and key. When antibodies bind to antigens, they clump the pathogens together in a process called agglutination, making it easier for phagocytes to find and destroy them. For a two-mark question on lymphocytes, you'd write, "Lymphocytes produce specific antibodies that bind to antigens on the pathogen surface, marking them for destruction." Let's talk about vaccination, because this is a favorite exam topic. When you receive a vaccine, you're injected with dead or inactive forms of a pathogen. Your lymphocytes respond by producing antibodies and creating memory cells. These memory cells stick around in your bloodstream for years. If the real pathogen invades later, the memory cells recognize it immediately and produce antibodies much faster and in much greater quantities. This is called the secondary immune response. In graph questions, you'll see a slow, small peak for the primary response after vaccination, and then a rapid, large peak for the secondary response after exposure to the real pathogen. Always quote the data from the graph to earn your AO2 and AO3 marks. Now, let's address a massive misconception: antibiotics and viruses. Antibiotics kill bacteria or stop them from growing by targeting bacterial cell walls or protein synthesis. But here's the critical point: antibiotics have absolutely no effect on viruses. Why? Because viruses don't have cell walls or the same cellular machinery as bacteria. They reproduce inside your cells, making them incredibly difficult to target. So if a question asks why antibiotics can't treat the flu, you'd write, "The flu is caused by a virus, and antibiotics only work against bacteria because they target bacterial cell structures that viruses do not have." Antibiotic resistance is another key concept. When bacteria are exposed to antibiotics, most die, but a few may have random mutations that make them resistant. These resistant bacteria survive, reproduce, and pass on the resistance gene. Over time, entire populations of bacteria become resistant. This is why doctors are so careful about prescribing antibiotics only when necessary. In a four-mark explain question, you'd need to mention mutation, survival of resistant bacteria, reproduction, and passing on the resistance gene. Finally, drug development. This is a six-mark quality of written communication question waiting to happen. Drugs go through five stages. Stage one is laboratory testing on cells and tissues to check for toxicity. Stage two is preclinical trials on animals to assess safety and biological activity. Stage three is clinical phase one, where the drug is tested on small groups of 20 to 80 healthy volunteers to check for side effects and safe dosage. Stage four is clinical phase two and three, where the drug is tested on larger groups of patients, often hundreds or thousands, to confirm efficacy. Crucially, these trials are double-blind, meaning neither the doctor nor the patient knows who receives the real drug or the placebo. This prevents bias. Stage 5 is approval and ongoing monitoring after the drug is released to the public. Structure your answer chronologically, and you'll pick up full marks. Right, let's talk about how to avoid losing marks. First, never say antibodies kill pathogens. They clump them or mark them for destruction. Phagocytes do the actual killing. Second, don't confuse antigens and antibodies. Antigens are on the pathogen. Antibodies are produced by your body. Third, never claim antibiotics can treat viral infections like colds or flu. That's an instant mark loss. When you see a graph showing antibody concentration over time, always quote specific data points. For example, the primary response peaked at 5 arbitrary units on day 10, whereas the secondary response peaked at 20 arbitrary units on day 3. That level of detail earns you AO3 marks for analysis. For command words, remember this. State means a brief factual answer, one or two words. Describe means say what happens using correct terminology. Explain means say how or why, and you must use the word because to link cause and effect. If a question says explain why antibiotics don't work on viruses, you need to give a reason, not just a description. Use the term resistant for bacteria surviving antibiotics, not immune. Humans become immune, bacteria become resistant. It's a small distinction, but examiners notice. In 6-mark questions, structure is everything. Use clear paragraphs, one for each stage or point. Start with an introductory sentence, develop each point with detail, and finish with a conclusion if there's time. Quality of written communication marks are awarded for logical sequencing and correct scientific terminology. Let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question to answer in your head. Question 1. What is the name of the process where phagocytes engulf pathogens? The answer is phagocytosis. Question 2. What are the Y-shaped proteins produced by lymphocytes called? Antibodies. Question 3. What are the markers on a pathogen's surface that antibodies bind to? Antigens. Question 4. Why can't antibiotics treat viral infections? Because viruses lack the cellular structures that antibiotics target, such as cell walls. Question 5. In a double-blind trial, who doesn't know whether the patient receives the real drug or placebo? Neither the doctor nor the patient. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. To wrap up, here are your key takeaways. Phagocytes engulf and digest pathogens using enzymes. Lymphocytes produce specific antibodies that bind to antigens, marking pathogens for destruction. Vaccination introduces dead or inactive pathogens to stimulate memory cell production, leading to a faster secondary immune response. Antibiotics kill bacteria but have no effect on viruses. Antibiotic resistance arises through mutation and natural selection. Drug development involves 5 stages: laboratory testing, preclinical trials, clinical phase 1, clinical phase 2 and 3, and approval with monitoring. Always structure 6-mark answers chronologically, quote data from graphs, and use precise terminology. You've got this. Infection and response is all about understanding the mechanisms and using the correct scientific language. Practice those exam-style questions, focus on the command words, and you'll be absolutely fine. Good luck with your revision, and remember, your immune system is incredible, and so is your potential to ace this exam. See you next time!